The following is a KTCK sports presentation.
You might want to throw ZZ Top in there with the beards. Take the beards off. What are they? Useless.
Well, crunchy. Now, wait a minute. Let's back up. They've got crunchy.
It's true. They do have crunchy.
Crunchy.
Danny's got that CD.
For now. Crunchy. Do you, Danny?
For now,
Did
Greg.
It end up back in your hands?
Oh,
so the tide has turned?
You didn't hear?
No.
I go out to my car. After, first of all, we probably need to set this up very quickly.
To your 66 Dodge Dart.
Where Grego does not like the new ZZ Top. And Corby and I insist that he needs that for his collection to complete his ZZ Top collection, but he does not want it. So every day, Corby and I try to find a way to sneak it into his belongings so he'll end up taking it home with him.
Right.
Well, it ended up in my computer bag one day. I had it an entire freaking weekend, so I snuck it in Grego's lunchbox. And he took it home, and then I come back to work, and I'm leaving work the next day, and there it is, taped to my windshield with about 500 strips of black duct tape. It took me 15 minutes to rip all that crap off, and I've got that duct tape glue all over my windshield.
I just wanted to make sure that you got that CD and it didn't fall or anything else.
Right.
So I secured it.
Appreciate it. Funny. And then Grego said that if I retaliate one more time, then he's going to spend all of his money, and I'm going to walk in my house one day, open the door, and there's going to be ZZ Top playing Crunchy in my living room.
You're the hammer.
It's worth like $500,000.
I will get the last laugh on this.
Well, speaking of Kiss and Gene Simmons, Gene Simmons is...
There it is.
My last laugh.
There it is.
It's The Hardline, featuring Mike Reiner.
What do you want to get into? What are we doing?
Greg the Hammer Williams. Also starring Danny Paul, Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, and Corby Davidson as the Cobra. So sit back, relax, because it's time for America's favorite sports show, The Hardline.
3, 2, and 1. Kick it. Hooray.
The time is 3:24. 24 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. The tuner is on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is The Hardline. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks. Well, it is Friday. It is a very, very big day for all of us here at the radio station because ticket stock happens tonight. Ticket stock is less than 2 hours away from being open for the edification of you, the ticket stocking masses.
What?
Are we ready?
I don't know.
Are we ready?
Well, you need to go over there and pick up that banana peeling you just threw on the floor.
I plan on doing that as soon as we go to the break. I will go pick that up and put it in the trash can. I thought I could make it from here, but missed it.
Oh, where's the trash?
Right there.
Oh, okay.
I barely missed it.
Well, we are out here at the Plano Center today. We are doing the presentation from out here. We are inside at Ticket Stock, and my, what a scene we're going to have this year. It just gets bigger and better and more different every single year, doesn't it?
We got some banners.
Yep, we had some banners.
And we've got a Hummer here in front of us.
Yes, because it is Hummer 2004 ticket stock. And we certainly would like to express our true appreciation to Hummer.
And it looks like we may have blizzards.
Yes, for getting involved with the little ticket this year. Thank you. Thank you. That's very nice of you, sister.
And she snuck in.
Yes, she did.
That's what I liked about it.
That's right.
She was able to sneak in through the crack security.
Right. She conned her way in here. Now, if she can do
it,
you might be able to do it, too.
I love her so much.
Oh, yeah.
So, ticket stock will take place at the Plano Center.
Who are the other big sponsors? We probably need to spiff them, don't we?
Well, I just spiffed Hummer.
Hummer.
Smeet.
No, I don't think so.
AT&T Wireless.
Are they?
I believe so. Texas Tickets. I know for sure they're one of the big ones.
Well, we probably need to
Joe Willie's
a list of those somewhere along the line here.
Johnny Cat.
And Portalettes.
Right.
I believe Sim Fighters is a big player.
Oh, no.
Well, anyway, come on out here to take it stock. It is at the Plano Center, Spring Creek Parkway, just to the east of 75. Later on tonight, now we're going to go with the presentation until 7. And then at 7:30 tonight, we're going to have midget wrestling over there. We already have real midgets out here, Grego.
They're already here?
Yes.
Well, are there fake midgets?
There could be.
What do you mean, like 4.5-footers?
Like Groobs.
Yeah, he's a fake midget.
Groobs is fighting tonight, I believe, isn't he? Isn't he wrestling?
Groobs! Or there could be guys who are just normal size.
Let's just say...
walk on their knees at all times.
Groobs. Let's just say that you are a tweener. You're right around 4 foot tall.
Groobs.
Are you wishing that you were... would you play it off as being a midget for the sympathy?
Probably whenever it's convenient.
Yeah. So
that way you have the best of both worlds.
Yeah. I mean, I would, because you're not a midget if you're 4 foot tall.
Like Kevin Blanford. You know, when he was with us, he's both black and white, and he said that at any given time, he was whichever one was convenient.
It's genius.
That is genius.
Yeah.
Do you think you'd get booed, Corby, if you got in and wrestled one of those midgets and just, like, beat the hell out of them?
Mauled them?
Yeah.
I would kill any of those midgets over there.
I don't know
There's
about
no
that.
Question.
Some of them are tough.
They're midgets.
Snake. It doesn't matter. They can wrestle.
Snake.
I would take this one midget over you.
How about you? You think
Me?
You can take them all?
No, I can't. But I'm going to outweigh them by 170 pounds.
You think one of those midgets weighs almost as much as me?
Yeah.
170 pounds.
There is no way. I bet one of them weighs like 150, 160. I bet they do. They're stocky.
How? They're fat.
They're stocky. No, they're not. I mean,
I'm close to 6 foot
I
tall.
Saw
they're
one a minute
2 foot
ago.
Eight.
Did you see one of them walk around here a minute ago, Ron?
Yep.
They're stocky. And they're
are.
Strong. Yeah, I'm going to take the little midget over you.
What are you looking at me for, Danny?
Are you going to sit there and let him talk about you like that?
Well, I'm not going to talk him out of it. You know, I mean, yeah, you're right. A midget's going to kick my ass. I'm going to get beat up by a dwarf.
I didn't say kick your ass. I said beat you in a wrestling match. There's a difference.
Beat me in a wrestling match?
Well, there's only one way for you to disprove that, and that's get in the ring with
him. I agree.
Let's put on some trunks and get in there.
That theory cannot be proven.
Put on some trunks, some wrestling shoes. And get in there and Von Erich out.
And boy, don't you know the masses would enjoy seeing that?
So great.
My,
Do I hear Mr. Do over there?
Yes.
The art of midget punting. It is an art, by the way.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Now, see, I always thought that was more of a craft.
No.
Or a skill.
No, pool is a skill.
Because the skill is like in the drop.
Bongos
getting
is
a good
skill.
Drop.
How high is Mr. Do right now?
Very. Listen to him.
He's playing the bongos.
Well, that's his deal.
He's not playing the bongos. He's playing the kungas.
Is there a difference?
Yeah, there's a difference.
Well, we're in the middle of bongo sound check.
Right.
Oh, God. Are they going to do a drum sound check, Danny?
At some point, they are.
They don't need to. Just set them up and play them.
There you go. That's not the way music works.
Drums don't need to be mic'd. When Ringo Starr was playing on the Ed Sullivan Show, his wasn't even mic'd at all.
I've been in a band now for close to 8 years now. Trust me, they need to be mic'd and checked.
Stop saying
Snake.
You're in a band.
Am I not in a band, Mike?
You're in the Time Wasters.
Is that a band?
That's a band.
Thank you.
One of them spoons, Ron. We're
All right.
Get blizzards.
Take a break and eat your blizzard.
All right. Following the midget wrestling tonight, we will have the Ticket Time Wasters performing. Now, you may be wondering what's going to happen between now and then, and most of today's presentation is going to be taken up with the presentation of the annual Hardy Award.
That's right.
Where we recognize the best and brightest in sports and all that that implies in the world as we see it.
You know what, though, next?
What?
Are we ready to go next?
Yeah, we are.
We're going to start with the Hardys?
No.
Ding dong?
No. I think I did the most idiotic thing that I've ever done in my entire life. And you know, I've done some idiotic things. But I think today, I've got one that will just take the cake.
Did you wipe with your hand?
Worse than that.
All right, that's next here on The Ticket.